Our witness of ancient wisdom is from Luke and from Acts. Luke 24, 44 through 53. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins shall be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father has promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. From Acts 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during the 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. "This," he said, "is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with the water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The wisdom of modern wisdom is from Fred Rogers. Transitions are almost always signs of growth, but they can bring feelings of loss. To get somewhere new, we may have to leave somewhere else behind. God is still speaking,
and we are still listening. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Scott. It's always a good day when you get to quote Mr. Rogers in worship. Would you pray with me? Merciful God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our help and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, good morning again. Friends, it is Ascension Day, Ascension Sunday, and it is the first Sunday of June. Here we are at another threshold, another in-between season of life. Graduations, retirements, summer plans, a new chapter for some, an ending for others. The school year is drawing to a close, vacation days are calling, and some of us, if we're honest, are probably already a little checked out. But here we are, and here you are. You showed up. You brought your attention and your body and your spirit into this space this morning, and I want to say that matters. As a church, we're also at the end of our stewardship season, where we've explored our money stories, and maybe as we've talked about giving, you've heard all the stories that have been shared over the past 5 weeks. And maybe they've been lovely, but you still haven't heard your story told yet. There's a TED talk called The Danger of a Single Story. It's by author Chimamanda Adichie. And she warns us about not reducing people's complex lives to a single narrative. I'll say the truth, that is true for faith stories, but it's also true for even our money stories. Maybe today your story has grief in it, or generosity, or uncertainty, or hope. Maybe you're still writing your story. Hear me when I say, that is okay. Because Ascension Sunday is all about being in between. Being in that space where we don't know yet what's next, but we're being invited to stay grounded and stay open and stay together. Now, the readings for today are two readings from Luke and Acts, which scholars will say these are two parts of the same whole, Luke, Acts. And this is the only place in our scriptures where the story of ascension is told. There are other ascension stories in other scriptures. We talk about Elijah or Enoch or Hercules, if you like Greek mythology. But in Luke's gospel, a risen Christ gathers his friends one last time. He speaks to them, he opens their minds, he blesses them, and then he's carried up into heaven. The story doesn't end there. In Acts, we find the disciples still standing there, looking up, watching and waiting, trying to figure out what just happened, because they're confused. They don't know. And then there's this interruption. Why do you stand here looking toward heaven? This Jesus will come again in the same way that you saw him go. In other words, don't just stay frozen in this moment. Go. Go. Then wait. And then be ready. This is sacred liminality, that space between what has been and what is not yet. It's a threshold. You know thresholds, like that place as you enter your home? It's not quite inside and it's not quite outside. It's in between. And honestly, this is the space where the church, with a capital C, has always lived, in liminality. Christ is risen, Christ is ascended, and yet we're still waiting for the fullness of God's reign. We live in that tension between the already and the not yet. And our calling is not to escape that tension, but to worship in the midst of it, to witness through it, and to keep coming back to the table in the midst of it. Now, locally, this church community, Hillsborough UCC, lives in between times too, between old ways of doing church and new movements of the Spirit after the pandemic and new changes. Between what we were and what we're becoming, between a present that we know and a future that's unknown. You don't need to be a disciple to know what liminal space feels like. Maybe you're graduating and wondering what's next. Maybe you're parenting a child who suddenly seems too old to need you and too young to let go. Maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one or moving or changing jobs, or shifting identities. Maybe your body is changing, your spirit is changing, your faith is changing. It can feel disorienting, and it's tempting to rush through it, or to just check out, or to get stuck staring up at the sky. But what if this threshold space is actually a holy moment? Poet David White writes, "A threshold is not a simple boundary. It's a place where you cannot go back to what you were, and yet you cannot fully know who you are becoming." What if this in-between time isn't a pause in your life, but a place where God is most present? A few years ago, the author and philosopher David Foster Wallace gave a commencement address called This Is Water, In it, he described the grind of everyday life, the traffic, the checkout lines, the frustrations, and how easy it is to get stuck in our own self-centered narratives. He said, the real value of education has almost nothing to do with knowledge, and everything to do with simple awareness. Awareness that what is so real and essential, so hidden in plain sight all around us. He says, this is water. This is what we are living right now. This is life. Not the life we're waiting for or planning for, but this one that we're living right now. This is water. This is grace. This is the in-between. And how we move through it, how we stay awake to God, to one another, to the beauty and the pain and compassion, it matters. In other words, be awake. This is water. This is grace. Wallace wasn't giving a sermon, but what he described, that pull to disengage and the invitation to choose awareness, presence, and compassion, is remarkably close to what Jesus taught his disciples after the ascension. Don't stay staring at the sky. Go, live, and wait, and watch. Now, Jesus physically leaves his disciples, but he doesn't abandon them. In fact, he promises a comforter who would come soon. And he says, I am with you always. That's the promise. And we return to this table time and again to remember that. I am with you always. This is our anchor. This is our sacred ritual, our grounding place in a shifting world. We don't come to the table because everything is certain. We come because God meets us here in the uncertainty, with bread and cup and body and presence. Here in this holy liminal space, we taste and see that Christ is still with us. And yes, even our giving is an act of faith in the in-between. When we dedicate our pledges, these statements of anticipated giving, doesn't that sound funny? It kind of sounds funny, doesn't it? But when we make these pledges, we're not just funding programs and people to run them. We're placing hope in God's future. We don't know what the next season will bring, but we give anyway. We wait in the upper room together. We stay rooted in community even when the world tells us to drift apart and go our own ways. So I want to say every pledge, it's not just a number. It's a yes to being part of something bigger than yourself, to being part of a community. And friends, the blessing is not only in the arrival. The blessing is also in the becoming. God doesn't just meet us on the mountaintop or at Pentecost when the Spirit is poured out. God meets us in the waiting room and in the threshold, in the tension and in the checkout line, in the grief and the hope, in the uncertainty and the unfolding. And in that space, you are grounded at the table, strengthened by the Spirit, held by your community, and called to bear witness. So yes, summer is coming, but please don't drift too far. Stay connected. Stay open, because God is not done with us yet. May you be blessed in your in-between. May you notice the water you are swimming in, and may you find grace in the threshold and the courage for the next faithful step. Amen.
Amen.